Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. We've been following this all day since the court's official decision was released, and we have complete team coverage for you tonight, from California's protection promises to reaction from anti-abortion rights activists.
But we want to begin with Andrea Nakano in San Francisco. She's been talking to protesters there. Andrea?
Liz, it was quite a vibrant rally here earlier today. Marchers from the federal building converged with those here at the Civic Center. For the most part, though, most of the people have gone home at this hour. This rally was organized by several abortion rights groups, including the Planned Parenthood of Northern California. The diverse crowd of women, men, and children chanted together, expressing their outrage of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. Some say the anger of the decision has been stewing all day, and coming here provided support with those that share the same beliefs.
You know, it's crazy to see that over decades and decades we're still having this issue. Interesting, before a very important weekend with Pride that I have a very big place in my heart for, and just all the women around me today just coming together, I feel the energy and I'm yeah.
Since California has vowed to remain a reproductive rights state, those here at the rally say this was more for the millions of women who lost their rights today. In San Francisco, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.
In the wake of the Supreme Court decision, local and state leaders are doubling down on making sure California is an abortion sanctuary state for anyone who might need it.
We are a sanctuary. And we laid out the principles of what that means. One of them I'll be codifying with legislation that I'll be signing here today. We're also here to protect those that will be under assault. We don't think this, we know this. This is not assertion. Again, this is not hyperbole. This is fact.
So we know California is determined to protect reproductive rights here in the state, but how exactly do they plan to do that? KPIX 5's Kit Doe takes a look.
The message to the rest of the country is clear. If you live in a state where it's difficult to get an abortion, go west.
In Sacramento today, California rolled out the Golden State Welcome Mat.
We've put a welcome sign on the door.
You are welcome here. You have choices here. And you have allies here.
I hope you know that California has your back.
And we are letting folks know, no matter where they're from, no matter where they live, no matter what their circumstances, they are welcome in California to access the critical abortion care that they need.
We'll fight like hell.
In a not-so-subtle nod to Bill Walsh and the 49ers, the governors of California, Oregon, and Washington State are hitting back.
That's why California, Oregon, and Washington are building the West Coast offense.
Today, Governors Gavin Newsom, Kate Brown of Oregon, and Jay Inslee of Washington State signed the Multi-State Commitment to Reproductive Freedom to protect those traveling to those states for abortions. Some of the highlights: the three states will not cooperate with out-of-state investigations, inquiries, or arrests. They will refuse non-fugitive extradition, protect doctors from licensing boards and insurance companies, and protect medical records of abortion patients.
We will not aid, we will not abet in their efforts to be punitive, to fine, and create fear for those that seek that support. We are proud to provide it.
What's more, Newsom is proposing to spend $125 million in state funds to handle the influx of women coming in from out of state seeking abortions. And yes, that includes money for travel expenses.
Those that are looking for transportation dollars, which I believe is your question, we have partnerships all up and down the state, and we are enhancing those partnerships with a package of support that includes tens of millions of dollars for these providers.
California is holding up a huge sign in bright lights that says we support women, we support pregnant people, we support reproductive health care, we support reproductive freedom, we support privacy.
At the Planned Parenthood on the Alameda in San Jose, Desiree Pica said she's glad California is a safe haven for women across the country.
Fight on, come over, we're gonna help you, and we hope you get the care that you need and that you're safe, and your life, your health care is important, so I hope we can be that safe space for people.
In San Jose, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
Now, as an abortion sanctuary, California clinics are already in demand from out-of-state patients where there are fewer options.
We are booking out almost 7 to 10 days for people seeking abortion care here in California.
Planned Parenthood Marmonte, which includes Oakland, the South Bay, and the Peninsula, tells us it's preparing to handle up to 500 more patients per week. But the group worries it may not be enough.
Whether we can handle that capacity, no matter what we do, is, yeah, we're worried about that.
And there are, of course, some people celebrating today's decision. Anti-abortion rights groups have been trying to overturn Roe v. Wade since the moment it was decided. But now that it's happened, what comes next?
I think it's a step forward, even just the fact that it removes a barrier. It removed what seemed to be an insurmountable barrier to giving equal protection to all human beings. It's actually great that everybody's talking about abortion because it's been so hard to get people to pay attention for years and years.
San Francisco's Catholic Archbishop Salvatore Corleone released a statement praising the high court's decision. He says in part, this historic Supreme Court decision would not have happened without 50 years of patient, loving, hard work by people of all faiths. He goes on to say, this is the beginning, not the end. We must redouble our efforts to accompany women and couples who are facing unexpected or difficult pregnancies, as well as to offer mercy to those suffering from abortion.
In his concurring opinion on overturning Roe v. Wade, Justice Clarence Thomas said this should not be the end of the court reexamining past rulings. Now, Thomas called on the court to reconsider the decision to strike down state restrictions on contraceptives, state sodomy bans, and the legalization of same-sex marriages, saying, quote, we have a duty to correct the error established in those precedents. Justice Samuel Alito tried to offer assurances in his opinion that those rights were not at risk, but the three liberal justices writing that this is what they fear will happen. President Biden condemned the ruling, saying this is the first time the court has taken away a fundamental right to so many Americans.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people. They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. Justice Thomas said as much today. He explicitly called to reconsider the right of marriage equality, the right of couples to make their choices on contraception. This is an extreme and dangerous path the court is now taking us on.
This is a health care crisis. Because understand, millions of women in America will go to bed tonight without access to the health care and reproductive care that they had this morning, without access to the same health care or reproductive health care that their mothers and grandmothers had for 50 years.
And it was just 7 years ago the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriages nationwide. And the idea of backtracking now would create a very complicated situation for couples here in California. Experts we spoke to say it would then be up to individual states to decide if they recognize same-sex marriages, meaning a couple would be legally married in California, but if you cross certain state lines, it might no longer be recognized.
If you have to move somewhere where they don't, right, where they maybe pass a law that says we're going to prohibit gay marriage here, then your union could not be recognized. And there are huge implications there for things like child custody, for things like even hospital visitation.
San Francisco is gearing up for one of the biggest weekends of the year. Plenty of Pride events will be underway, including Sunday's big Pride parade, returning from its two-year pandemic hiatus. However, some are on edge as there have been recent incidents around the country against the LGBTQ community. Police say there's no credible threats targeting this weekend's Pride events, but they will be deploying more uniformed and plainclothes officers to keep the celebration safe.
We want to make sure that this year's Pride goes off as best we can without a hitch.
Now, SFPD does expect some protests related to the Supreme Court ruling on abortion rights, but Pride organizers say don't be fearful, but do be alert. And if you see something, say something. Well, the masks can soon come back off in Alameda County. Health officials will lift the county's indoor mask mandate at midnight tonight. Officials say cases have peaked, but they are still strongly recommending indoor masking. City of Oakland will soon receive millions of dollars in grant money to help keep homeless families off the streets. California's housing secretary says the funds are part of a $17 million grant program. The money is awarded to cities, counties, and other agencies supporting the needs of homeless families.
Google and Habitat for Humanity launched a $10 million partnership to provide more affordable housing in the Bay Area. That money will go toward renovating four housing developments. One is near downtown San Jose, where Google employees kicked off an event today to encourage people to volunteer. Law enforcement agencies across Northern California are taking part in the annual Special Olympic Law Enforcement Torch Run. These are videos and images from Sunnyvale, Hayward, and Mountain View, just a few of the cities taking part. The Northern California Games kicked off today at Santa Clara University, and they continue through the weekend.
Lots going on this weekend. Well, thank you for watching. The news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area.
We'll see you back here at 11.